Good morning. So we are continuing our series full of flavor as we look at the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I want to turn to God's word this morning, and we're going to turn to the Gospel of John chapter 14, and we'll start here in verse 1. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So this fruit of the Spirit is one fruit, but many, many different flavors. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's like picking a pear out of your fruit bowl and tasting apple, banana, mango, pineapple all together. The fruit of the Spirit are those kind of inner workings that the Spirit works within us that helps us to be full of flavor. It helps us to be distinctive as believers. It helps us to be distinctive as people who follow Jesus. And our love is different from the love of the culture around us that is really about self and is really about elevating oneself above something else. The love of the fruit of the Spirit is a love that goes much deeper than that. Joy and peace, in one sense, almost sit together because they seem a little bit elusive. What does true joy, or where do we find true joy and fulfillment? How do we find peace in the midst of turmoil and anxiety? And today, we're going to look a little bit about this fruit of the Spirit, this flavor that is peace. Now, peace, in one sense, what is peace? You know, if I went around now with a microphone and asked you to describe peace, we would all come up with a different kind of answer. Peace is 5 minutes for a cup of coffee without children. Peace is the calming of nerves before you go for an interview. Peace is the absence of chaos and turmoil that you're going through at the moment in your life. We all would come up with a slightly different definition of what peace is. And peace is one of those things that is kind of always sought after. It's something that we're always desiring for and looking more of, but yet seems so elusive. It always seems to be the bit that's kind of out there somewhere, and we never quite get it all. We never quite get the bit of peace that we are truly searching for and seeking and desiring and wanting in our lives. And it can be different in every situation. Peace is something that our world craves as we look at our news feeds and our internet feeds and our newspapers. Increasingly, there are more and more turmoil and chaos across the world. Is that because we now know about it quicker? Is it because more of it's happening? Peace is something that as individuals, we're increasingly craving more. We live in this fast-paced world, a world that will bombard us day and night with information and with things that we need to respond to instantaneously and immediately. And so it takes away from that sense of solitude and that sense of peace. Individually, in our own lives, peace seems to be elusive because actually there is more fear and anxiety and worry within us as a generation than ever before. And so this fruit of the Spirit that is peace runs really deep. And it's something that we all need. It's a flavor that means that the atmosphere is changed. Think about it. In those moments where there are chaos or turmoil, in those moments where there are grief, in those moments where you have anxiety, whenever peace begins, the atmosphere around you changes. The atmosphere within you changes. The atmosphere in the room changes because peace brings a different presence and a different atmosphere with it. It dispels fear the way light dispels darkness. See, if we were to turn today to Philippians chapter 4, we hear these words. Rejoice in the Lord always, and I say again, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. It's easier said than done, isn't it? There are moments whenever we don't feel like rejoicing, but yet the scriptures call us to do it. It's that sense, that fruit of the flavor that is joy that runs really deep. Let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near. So do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This peace that is the fruit of the Spirit, this peace that we're talking about, this peace that only Jesus can bring, is not a benign feeling. And often I think that's where we miss it, because we search for peace that is a feeling that changes how we feel. But the peace that the Bible is talking about today is completely different. It's a peace that goes so deep into our very souls that it changes our atmosphere and the presence within us. True peace, like the rest of those flavors, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and so forth, comes whenever we realize that our identity is not in ourselves, it is in Jesus Christ. That in that situation where we find anxiety and worry and chaos, it's about turning to Him. In those moments where we feel out of control and we feel that everything around us is not right, it's about seeking Him. It's about an understanding that actually, whenever we come to Jesus Christ as our Savior, whenever we accept what He's done for us on the cross, our identity is rooted not in ourselves and in what I can do, but it's rooted in Jesus Christ. And so actually it's about praying, as we've just read in the scriptures, in every situation and seeking Him into it. Because we know whenever we seek the presence of God, whenever He turns up, just one touch from the King changes everything. Our identity is found in Jesus Christ as a Christian. Our value and our worth is not in ourselves and in what we can do, but in what He has already done for us and in what He is breathing into us and giving to us. That's whenever we can start a journey of peace, a peace that will not be an illusion. Like we read in John chapter 14 and verse 27, peace I leave with you, Jesus says, my peace I give to you. I don't give to you as the world gives. So don't let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. What's Jesus saying there? Well, He's saying, don't mistake the peace that I can bring to you for the peace that the world tells you you can have if you just get more of whatever it is that you're seeking. If you could just have a little bit more of those things, you know, those a wee bit more of those time-saving gadgets, then you'll have more time to yourself. Who here ever bought a time-saving gadget and has found that they've got more time? None of us. Those promises are all elusive. You know, we buy these things that help us to save time, and in our heads, this is absolutely brilliant. I'm going to have so much more time now so that I can go and exercise. I'm going to have so much more time now. I'm going to be able to sit and read. I'm going to be able to spend more time with the kid. It doesn't seem to happen. The promise is elusive. It's a marketing ploy. This peace that Jesus talks about is not a marketing ploy. It's the peace that comes from the Creator of the universe. It's the peace that comes from the One who spoke and it came into being. It's the peace who said, let it be, and it was done. It's the peace who said, it is finished on the cross, and so it was. The It comes from the one who beats death itself. It's not elusive. It's here. It's available. Don't get duped into thinking that it's what the world is telling us, that kind of peace that we need. If only we could strike a compromise. If only we could strike a compromise between two nations, then peace would reign. If only we could strike a compromise between two individuals, then peace would reign in that relationship. Yes, probably for a period of time, and then all of those other things bubble back up again, and we're back to the same place. This peace that Jesus is talking about is not a compromise that we need to make. The peace that he has promised to us comes to us, not through compromise, but through sacrifice. His sacrifice on a cross. Now, Thomas, who was featured in this John chapter 14 passage, Thomas is that disciple that I really like, actually. Often he's called the one who always doubts, the one who's kind of, he's the one who asks questions. The actor's smiling. He's the one who asks questions, then goes away and processes things. He's the one who asks questions. And he asks sometimes really good questions that draws out answers and brings clarity. Listen, Jesus is telling and talking to his disciples, and he's saying, you know, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father has many rooms. If it were not so, would I not have told you I'm going there to prepare a place for you? So if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me so that you may also be where I am. What Jesus is saying is he's beginning to share with his disciples that he is going to die on a cross to open the gates of heaven for everyone who lives on this earth. And he's going to prepare a place in heaven for those who believe in him, who receive him. He's preparing a place where there's perfection, where peace will reign, actually, where there's perfection. And then he says, so you know how to get to the place that I'm talking about. And Thomas goes, what? No, we don't. Well, we don't know where you're going. So how are we supposed to know how to get there? They didn't quite understand this concept of Jesus opening the gates of heaven so that we could reside in it. And so if they didn't understand that, they didn't know how they were going to get there. They weren't getting, we look back in hindsight at the cross of Christ and we see his sacrifice and the gates of heaven opening for us. And here comes the response to the question, which has become one of the best known verses of the whole Bible. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In other words, it's all about Jesus. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about him. And whenever we see that our identity is rooted in him, we get it. It's about him. It's about what he's done for me. He gave up his life for me. He sacrificed his life on a cross so I don't have to go through all the anxiety and the worry. Not that those things won't visit our doors or our lives. Of course they will. But in those moments, we know that our identity is rooted in him, and so we focus on him and we ask him to step into that situation so that his presence brings peace and changes the atmosphere. So peace is not found in ourselves. Nor is it found in other people, nor is it found in the things that we might try to accumulate. Peace, true peace, is given by God through Jesus and sustained by the Holy Spirit who lives within us. It's the triune God living in harmony, like we just sang in our cradle song. Sorry, don't worry. We sung a song to start off with today. I can see the promised land. Though there's pain within the plan, there's a victory in the end. Your love is my battle cry. When my fears like Jericho build their walls around my soul, and my heart is overthrown, your love is my battle cry, the anthem for all my life. Every giant will fall, the mountains will move, the chains of the past you've broken into, our fears over lies, we're singing the truth that nothing is impossible with you. The truth today is that Jesus Christ reigns supreme. And we need to take that and believe it. Claim it and walk in it. It might be difficult in the circumstances that you find yourself in the moment. It might be difficult because your life is crowding it around you. Those walls seem to be built up around your soul. But in those moments, it's even more important to hold on to the truth of who Jesus is and what he has done for you in order that you shift a focus to the one who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask, seek, or would even dare to imagine. The fruit of the Spirit that is peace is not a feeling. It's not a feeling. It's rooted much deeper than that. That's why the scriptures urge us, call us. We're not to be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, we're to present a request to God. So the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. In one sense, we need to stop searching and start believing. We need to stop doubting and start trusting. Stop running and stand still and let the peace of Jesus reign. Because everything else that we're involved in can crowd it out. Maybe it's time to crowd everything else out and let him in. Let's pray.